Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. What's on your mind today? What are you thinking? What kind of mind do you have? Are you spiritually minded or carnally minded? Romans chapter 8 talks about that, and we'd like to look at that today. We're looking at absolutes in the Word of God, and the absolute that we're looking at today is Romans chapter 8 and verse 6, and it says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." This is another one of those absolutes that we find that we can rest upon. If we are carnally minded, then the Scripture absolutely confirms that it's death. But if we're spiritually minded, it's life and peace. Let's look at Romans 8. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." And then we have verse 6. "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." And then it gives the reason, because the carnal mind is enmity against God and is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So let's go back here and look again. Those who walk after the flesh, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, there is no condemnation to them. And what we see here is that the definition of walking after the flesh is, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. So it has there, it's the sense of that our focus and our affections and our thoughts are the things of the flesh and not the things of the Spirit. But I also want to point out here that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And so through the passage, the reason we want to read the whole context is that we see that the carnal mind is a mind that likes to dwell in the law of sin and death. The carnal mind, the minding the things of the flesh, you know, we might say, "Oh, I don't mind the things of the flesh. I don't think about the things of the flesh." However, if we have a mind that is trying to earn our salvation by the law, then we are minding the things of the flesh. But what this says here is, if we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, then there is no condemnation. And so today, for our inspiration today, you know, we're looking at these absolutes. We're looking at this absolute that if we are carnally minded, it's death. But what I want us to see is that it's a matter of minding the Spirit, of heeding the Spirit of God, heeding the leading of the Spirit of God, knowing God, walking with Him, reading the Word of God, having such a sense of God that we know right away when someone says, "Well, we should do this or we should do that," that no, indeed, that's not it. That's not life in the Spirit. I see the glorious freedom here. I just one more thought as we look at this passage. We see a glorious freedom. "The righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." You know, the righteousness of the law could not be fulfilled by those who were under the law. But it says, "The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from that law of sin and death. For what the law couldn't do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh." So the law, carnal-mindedness, is that which is accomplished by the abilities of the flesh, by the mind of man, the inventions of man, the creations of man, the limitations of man. Oh, these are the things we should and shouldn't do. That is the law, and that is weak in the flesh. We cannot achieve the righteousness that God desires in the flesh in that way. However, in minding the Spirit, we are set free from the law. There is a glorious freedom, and that glorious freedom then says to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So this morning, if you are carnally minded, if you are minding the things of the law, if you are minding the lessons, the teachings, the instructions, the limitations, the rules, the whatever you want to call it, if you're minding the ideas of men, that's being carnally minded, and it's death. But if you're minding the Spirit, if you're minding what God is speaking into your heart, that's life and peace. So may God bless this word here today.